Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on the seven rays, originally brought out by Madame Blavatsky and also Alice Bailey and quite a few others, actually. In fact, there's actually, in various religions, they speak of the seven rays. And we're going to be looking at them from a frequency perspective. And our intention is about really being able to harmonize all of the ray types into your whole system and really find your own ray type so you can really manifest exactly what you're meant to manifest. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening at the school. We've got, starting in May 21st, we've got another semester of the Sound Healing Certificate Program, 3-month semester. But we also have the Summer Intensive starting June 10th through the 23rd, and that's 2 weeks straight. And you can also do another 2 weeks in August, August 5th through the 17th. We actually have a prepaid deadline. If you pay in full by, the 20th, which is just Monday, then you can get up to $600 off. We also have the Sound Healing audio production classes starting at May 21st as well. And that's a few nights a week or afternoons, depending on people's schedules. We have both of those online. We have the Sound Healing classes online. You can actually start a week from today, which is the 25th, I could actually start this Tuesday or Thursday if you really wanted to. And that's two nights a week and then Saturday mornings as well. If you can't make those times, you're always welcome to watch videos or watch videos for the whole program, and we'll do check-ins with you to answer questions and make sure you've done your homework. Okay. For the Sound Healing Audio Production Program, we also are starting that a week from Tuesday. If you're interested, you can give us a call at Sound Healing or email us at Sound Healing Center or David at SoundHealingCenter.com and call us at 415-777-2486. We also have a meetup coming up on Friday, March 3rd, I think it is. It might be March 2nd, whatever that Friday is. And it's just $5. If you're in the area, you can come and check it out. Yeah, Friday, March 2nd, and 7 to 9 p.m. Other things going on. What else? We also are selling sound tables, crystal bowls. We have a lot of music available, about 60 CDs, including CDs for surgery. We have CDs you can put on your body for specific issues, and we also have a full range of CDs that are based on science and inspired by spirit. Again, you can find the whole range of music at SoundHealingCenter.com, and we have demos of each song, so you can listen to quite long demos and check out what we do. I guess that's about it. Again, give us a call at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. The seven rays. The seven rays, as I mentioned, were originally presented by H.P. Blavatsky, Madame Blavatsky, back in the 1800s, and also C.W. Leadbetter, Alice Bailey, Manly Hall, and also Benjamin Krem talks about them a lot as well in his books. And there's very specific books by Alice Bailey on the seven rays. The seven rays are somewhat similar to the Enneagram, or to the not so much the Myers-Briggs, but they're different frequencies that really determine the type of energy that we bring through into the earth, into our being here. Now, it's interesting that the rays, which I haven't really seen hardly anybody actually talk about the actual frequency of the rays, but I have found a chart that actually talks about the notes of each of the rays. But there are, of these seven rays, you have all these different aspects of your system that actually are one of the rays. Okay, so the first one is your soul. Your soul is a particular ray or frequency. And then your persona is a particular ray or frequency. Your mental body is a particular ray or frequency. Your emotional body, your physical body, and then there's a couple other aspects of relationship expression and environmental expression. And these different rays, they say the soul is actually the same frequency from lifetime to lifetime. And the actual other rays change from lifetime to lifetime. So you have a different makeup in various lifetimes. Now, in the books by Benjamin Krem, they actually talk about the different race structures of people from the beginning of time here. And point out a few of these in just a minute. But let me first explain what the energy of each of the rays are, okay? And frequency as well. Okay? So the first ray is that of will and intent. Will and intent. It's the ray, this ray is the force of purpose, direction, centralization, and oneness, of which the will or intent is the keynote. It is characterized by the qualities of intensity, dynamism, quickness, and dominance. It often results in detachment, isolation, and crystallization. Of course, there's always positive and aspects of each ray. And out of its force and directness is conceived the power of creative destruction. They say that Hitler, from a negative side, Hitler was his soul ray was the first ray. In the first ray, the energy is direct. The gems are ruby, colors are red. The note is G, although here it says G through F. So it looks like it's a whole octave, so all the notes actually. It's the crown chakra, related to the crown chakra, which is related to the pineal gland. The asanas are lotus. The sense is unity. The kingdom is the mineral kingdom. The planets are Vulcan and Pluto. And the master is Maurya, or St. Peter. Maurya, Master Maurya. So, there's also, we'll come back to that. Okay, so that's the first ray. What about power and intensity and will? It's really the essence of will and intent, okay? Which can be really powerful in both negative and positive ways. Very powerfully positive. Second ray. Oh, let's see. Before we continue, let's look at the note of G for the first ray. Okay. So here is our G. Ooh. So bring in the energy of will and intent. I like to say it's powerfully when I say that. Will of love wisdom. This is the ray of consciousness and the source and blending of light and love, magnetism and relationship, inclusiveness and coherence. It is the ray of wisdom, sensitivity and intuition, as well as clarity and attention to detail. This energy is qualifying teaching and healing force. A qualifying teaching and healing force. It often results in attachment and attraction, and curiously establishes our awareness of fear, the antithesis of love and relationship. The note for this ray is A. We'll play that. We'll tone that here in just a second. The energy is the spiral. The gem is the sapphire. The colors are indigo. The chakra is the heart. The asana is the bow. Sense is cognition. The kingdom is the vegetable. The planet is Jupiter and the sun. The plane is the soul plane. The masters have disappeared in this chart. Here we go. Kutumi and St. John the Beloved. Okay. So here we have the A of the second ray of love wisdom. Say this is the keynote of our entire solar system, is the note A. Because love, wisdom is the essence of our whole system. Then we have the third ray. The third ray is that of creative intellect. Activity and intelligence work out from this source, a result of purpose and wisdom. It is the energy of full and great manipulations, creativity and adaptability. Needs are recognized through this force. Plans are formulated, material is selected, and business is undertaken. The third ray is clear, inherent mental and intellectual ideation in pursuit of truth. With the objective of manifesting in matter and substance, it is the power which evokes form. They say that the Atlantis, the primary energy of Atlantis was the creative intellect. And now the energy that's coming into the world is a balance of the first three rays, which is the will and intent along with love and wisdom and creative intellect. So with creative intelligence, we also have a direct energy that is topaz. The color is yellow. The note is B. It's the throat chakra, which is associated with the thyroid. It's also about hearing and the animal kingdom is the kingdom, and it's associated with the earth and Saturn. The plane is spirit, and Dijual Kuhl, who actually Alice Bailey channeled, is the master of creative intellect, also Confucius. So here is the note of B for creative intellect. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. energy stands symbolically in the center of the seven and is the magnetic relation of opposites, the point of harmony, bridging and mediation amidst conflict, pain and struggle. In a sense, the fruition of duality rooted in the second ray. It stimulates creativity, art, and beauty, and is characterized by sensitivity to color and sound, discrimination, mediation, and a searching for perfection reside here. The intuitive relational force is strong in this ray, which evokes life, love, and understanding. This ray acts as a bridge between the higher and the lower. The energy is also spiral. Its emerald is the gem. The color is green. It's about the root chakra, and the gland tied to that's adrenals. The sense is touch. The kingdom is vegetable and human. The planets are Mercury and the moon. It's about the intuitive plane, and the master is Serapis Bey, Amenhotep III, also from Egypt. Here is the note of C for harmony through conflict. Concrete knowledge. Concrete knowledge is the energy of concretion into substance, of knowledge and science, and of stimulation in the three worlds. It leads to the searching, analysis, and development of ideas, which in the end produces light and wisdom. It is the energy of differentiation and investigation, which can lead to separativeness, cleavage, and crystallization. But the thoroughness and discrimination with which the fifth force works in the mind and the intellect leads the way ultimately to understanding and to the revelation of truth. Concrete knowledge. The energy of concrete knowledge is direct. The gem is tourmaline. Color is orange. It's the brow chakra, third eye, pituitary gland. It's also about sight, the human kingdom. Planet is Venus, and it's the mental plane. And the master is Hilarion and St. Paul. Here's the note of D for concrete knowledge. Devotion and desire pour forth through this energy. It generates adherence, intensity, and persistence. The determination resident in this ray is a fiery essence, sometimes full of force, fury, and even fanatical display and militant violence. Abstraction and aspiration characterize the sixth force in the sense of an idealistic nature, loyally oriented toward the causal levels of being. The sixth ray is the power to recognize what is right and righteous, the upward tendency and the capacity to see the light. devotion to the ideal. The energy of this is spiral, and it's rose quartz. The color is silvery rose. It's the solar plexus, which is tied to the pancreas. It is about taste, and it's the vegetable kingdom. Mars and Neptune rule, are the planets that rule this area. It's the emotional plane. And Lady Nada and Kuan Yin and Mother Mary are the essence of this ray. Here is the note of E of the sixth ray. Seven is the most tangibly expressive on the outer planes. It is the quality of relationship between spirit and matter, and is thus magical. It is rhythm which builds, integrates, circulates, and manifests. It is the bringer and producer of newness and form. The relational power of this ray motivates law and order, rule and ritual, organization and group consciousness. It is practical understanding and vital energy externalized, which embodies both center and the periphery. And ceremonial order. The energy of this is direct. It is amethyst, which is violet in color. The sacral chakra, tied to the gonads. It's the sense is smell, kingdom is mineral, the planets are Uranus, the plane is physical, and the master is Rakaxi, Kamti, and Saint Germain. Never heard of Rakaxi or Kamti. Interesting. Okay. Here is the note of F for ceremonial order. The Institute, we find a person's soul frequency, and I've never tested it, but it's interesting to see what the aspect would be. If I'm a B, so that is the note of creative intellect, which is interesting. I've been told that I am the second ray of love, wisdom, by quite a few. So it's interesting to really try and correlate those notes. But again, these rays and notes can manifest in different aspects of your system, not just soul. Here's a really cool chart that talks about how these different rays manifest at different levels. A little tricky to look at it because it's sideways on the computer here, but we'll get through it here. Okay, so will and force at the soul level is dynamic power, strong, one-pointed, focused, penetration, truthfulness arising from absolute fearlessness. when you meet anybody that has no fear, no fear at all, they are often ray number one. The negative side of it is egotism, excessive pride, separativeness, arrogance, willfulness, domination, destructiveness, and anger. The second ray at the soul level, let's go down each of your bodies first, and then we'll go to the second ray. So under the persona, the will is about being here and now, dynamic, firm, impressive, individualistic, forceful, effective, idea person, powerful presence. And negative is dominating controller, misdirector of will, temperamental, egotist, selfish, vain, sullen. In the mental body, you can think about where you might be in each of these. In the mental body, it's individualistic, intense, directing, governing, determined, probing mind, power to synthesize. It's negative aspects in the mental body are invasive, manipulator, narrow-minded, fixed, destructive, misuse of knowledge, and bigoted. In the emotional body, the first ray is about fearlessness, one-pointedness, detached, assertive, intense, persuasive, passionate, perfect freedom of expression. I'm going to skip the negative ones here. In the physical body, it's about being quick to move, healthy, vibrant, powerful, highly competitive, hard muscle, tone, vivid, and radiant. Okay, then we have the second ray. And this is manifest in different parts of your system as well. Under the soul, of the love wisdom in the soul is about magnetic, attractive love, empathy and compassion, sensitivity, love of pure truth, intuitive love. In your personality, it's about being open and expressive, serene, confident, clearly wise, lovable, comforting, passionate about living. In the mental body, love and wisdom is about being receptive, perceptive, intuitive, attentive, cohesive, subjective, unstructured, and moderate. In the emotional body, it's about being heart-centered, loving, gentle, passionate about love and living life fully, sweet and endearing. In the physical body, it embodies feeling nature, soft and touchable, physically irresistible, graceful, wholesome, and healthy. You can think of people in these different aspects besides yourself as well that you know. In the third ray, creative intellect, in the soul, that's acute and powerful intellect, adaptability, capacity for abstract reasoning, skill in communication. In the persona, it's about intelligent organizer of activity and finance, skillful communicator, counselor, creative intellect. In the mental body, it's scientifically and mathematically adept, works in the abstract, clear logic, thinks in visual images. The emotional body is imaginative dreamer, exciting and expressive, sees connection with others and impassioned. Physical body, creative intellect, adaptable, physically active and healthy, fully aware of physical capabilities and possibilities. Then we have the fourth ray of harmony through conflict. In the soul, it's capacity to reconcile, grow through constant crisis and struggle, and mediation, love of beauty, intuitive, the great balancer. At the personality level, the harmony through conflict is sensitive and intuitive, excitingly magnetic, challenges to the point of balance in others. That's an interesting thing. Challenges to the point of balance in others. Okay. Then we have at the, mental level. mental, emotional, and physical. Mental, emotional, and physical. Okay. At the mental level, it's acute understanding, balance of both hemispheres of the brain, challenging mental powers, mediator in conflicts. At the emotional level, it's even tempered, flexible, dramatically colorful, good sense of humor, empathetic and loving. At the physical level, dramatic and colorful, tightrope walker, dancer, health and balanced in activity, work and nutrition. Interesting. Okay. For the fifth ray of concrete knowledge, for the soul, it's the power to define and create thought forms, capacity to think and act scientifically and objectively, inventive. For the personality level, practical, informative, quiet, and detached observer, patient, ability to instill confidence in others. At the mental level, it's an organizer, practical use of mathematics and physics, architectural imagination, concrete sight and knowledge. At the emotional level, clear expression of feeling and experience, calm, explicit, demonstrative, enthusiastic, grounded, and steady. At the physical level, strong with hard muscle tone, substantial, solid, significant, mechanical abilities, dexterity. Okay. Then we got the sixth ray of devotion to the ideal. Intense devotion for the soul level. Single-minded, transcendent, idealistic, unshakable faith and optimism, loyalty. For the personality, devoted idealist, mystical, open, and magnetically attractive, visionary, romantic, passionate. For the mental level, directed allegiance, loyal, clarity, and simplicity of understanding, devoted to awareness, paragon of virtue. At the emotional level, passionately expressive, devotion to the ideal. Dear emotions truthfully expressed, demands that high expectations are met. At the physical level, ideal physical proportions, appearance, condition, sexually alluring, perfection embodied. Okay. And then ceremonial order. At the soul level, this is power to create order and perfect form. Build, renovate, and transform. Power as a magician, elusive. They have at the personality level, ceremonial order is high integrity, social grace and finesse, synthesis of the individual, spiritual and planetary cycles, magician. At the emotional, mental level, that is, authoritative capacity for vast amounts of knowledge and ability to recall it for expert use, away with words. Well, there we have Randy Masters. Then, emotional level, charismatic expression, magnetism, ability to enter and feel all kinds of emotions completely and process them. And then, at the physical level, ceremonial order is superb ritualistic physical training, attention to all areas of physical strength, yoga, aikido, and body mastery. Hopefully that wasn't too much. Let's actually take a little break, and we'll listen to the song Source, about where all of these rays of energy come from the energy of Source. It's like these, each of these seven rays are just rainbow of colors coming out of all that is, which is Source. So hold that energy of Source. all of these rays in it as we listen to this song called Source. young people in the first book, but someone borrowed the book and I never got it back. Right? So, but it's got some cool ones here. Let's look at a few of these. Here we have Mahatma Gandhi. Now, Gandhi had a soul ray of two. So his soul ray was love, wisdom, which is about magnetic, attractive love, empathy and compassion, sensitivity and love of pure truth, and intuitive love. Now, his personality ray was also a two. Open and expressive, serene, confident, clearly wise, lovable, comforting, passionate about living. His mental body was the sixth ray, which is about directed allegiance, loyal, clarity, and simplicity of understanding, devoted to awareness, and a paragon of virtue. His emotional body was also love wisdom. I had a lot of love wisdom in him, which is about heart-centered, loving, gentle, passionate about love and living life, fully sweet and endearing. That's what made him really work well with people. And then his physical body was the third ray, which is adaptable, physically active and healthy, fully aware of physical capabilities and possibilities. That's why he was able to get around and do what he did. Huh. Interesting. Okay, so then we have, this one's really interesting, this is Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was not a first ray, I was mistaken. He was a second ray person, which is also magnetic, attractive love, empathy and compassion, sensitivity, love of pure truth, intuitive love. That's what made him so attractive, I assume. Okay. Then his personality was the fourth ray. There we go. Harmony through conflict. Sensitive and intuitive, excitingly magnetic, challenges to the point of balance in others. And then his mental body was the first ray. And that's where he was really intense in his mental body of will and power. And that is individualistic, intense, directing, governing, determined, probing mind, power to synthesize. And again, the first ray is often about breaking down structure. And then he was the fourth ray of harmony through conflict for his emotional body. And then he was the third ray of creative intellect for his physical body. Interesting, huh? Okay, now, let's see. I'm going to look at another couple here. Here we have Mary Magdalene. She is the sixth ray, which is all about, go back to it, about devotion. Intense devotion, single-minded, transcendent, idealistic. Her personality was the sixth ray, also devotion. And her mental body was about devotion. So she was the sixth in all three of those areas, Mary Magdalene. And then she was a four, which is about conflict, resolution through conflict, harmony through conflict for her emotional body, and then a three, which was again about the creative intellect for her physical body. Very interesting. Okay. Malcolm X is also a four, harmony through conflict for his soul. That's interesting, huh? And then a six for his personality, seven for his mental body, six for his emotional body, and seven for his physical body. Wow, interesting. Okay, then let's see. another couple here. I know who it was. Nikola Tesla. Perfect one. Nikola Tesla. He was a two, which is about love, wisdom for his soul. Three, a creative and intellect for his personality. One was his mental body. And then he actually was six, devotion for his emotional body, and then physical body was a five, concrete knowledge. Huh. Interesting, huh? It's really just totally a trip to look through these and see the ray makeup. You know, what's really interesting about this is when you look at this ray makeup as different notes, or I would imagine that it really gets down to very specific frequencies of the notes. I mean, what are the frequencies of the notes they're talking about here, right? When we talk about G to F for the different rays. But even so, with the notes, what this means is that each person is a timbre, so, or chord. It's like a five or six note chord of all these different aspects that make up your system. So you could actually, once you figure out what ray you are for each of the parts of the body, the soul, the personality, mental, emotional, and physical, then you can actually figure out the chord you are. Now, if you, I would imagine the relationship between these notes, well, they will create either a very, they can create a dissonant chord, they could create a very harmonious chord, and that could really make a lot of difference about who you are as well, and how people perceive you in different levels. So I think this is really amazing, really powerful information to really bring forth. Alice Bailey says that ultimately, once we are able to see the ray types of all of people, we can then see what they're best at, how they fit in best, what their talents are, and also where their weaknesses are, which is not really a weakness. I don't even like to call it a weakness. I know all these negative aspects. I don't like to call it that. These are where we can actually just, you know, there are our best areas of growth. There are also areas that where we can synchronize with others, you know, to actually create a whole synchronicity where different people fill in different areas. Probably the coolest thing about this and Enneagrams, all these different aspects that type people. I remember, well, let me say this. I remember when I first met the Enneagram, someone said, oh, you are this. And I went, that, it just pissed me off. It really upset me. I mean, said, I am not that. I am a changing, flowing being that is completely different all the time. And I want to be able to manifest whatever I want to be without being tied down to a certain thing that I am. It really upset me, actually. It really upset me a lot. This was 20 years ago, too, and someone told me that. But on the other hand, it also lets us know why we're not perfect in every way, you know, because a lot of people try to be perfect in every way. You know, it lets us know where we are, who we are. You know, why we have different talents, why we have positive aspects, and where we have you know, areas that aren't our best. You know, so we can actually be okay with who we are. So it's really cool. I found this website where a lot of this information came from, a very unusual name for the website, called sporthorsemassage.com. sporthorsemassage.com. Go figure. Okay, so it's got these great charts in it that I'm going over here. So the deal is to tune in. And if you're interested, you can also find these ray types on Wikipedia as well. But the trick is, may we all, you know, find our ray types so we can really just manifest more of who we are. What I'd like to do is go ahead and end, and then we'll have the music of enlightenment to end the show here. So may we all find our ray structure and be at peace with who we are on our way to enlightenment, and hold this energy through the evening.